So a couple of days ago, I was watching a video by Daniel O'Connor, and I was floored by it, and I was so happy that someone actually took the time, and there's like 700 pages in his book, to truly dig biblically, theologically, scientifically, and just blow up the alien and UFO junk. And I watched it a couple of days ago. I sent it to my mom. I sent it to my brother. I said, this is so good. And then I forgot about it. Only to read in the readings today, God saying, hey, maybe you should be talking about this. So I was reading the Psalm, Psalm 81. There shall be no strange God among you, nor shall you worship any alien God. I, the Lord, am your God who led you forth from the land of Egypt. All right, there may be a lot of you out there who don't know, or maybe you are diehard and you truly believe, yeah, UFOs and aliens are out there because the government is hiding it from us. Because you see Tucker Carlson talk about things. You see Joe Rogan talk about this stuff. Could it be a psyop? Why would we have a whole nother being and it would never be put in the Bible? But you now say, well, Kendra, you just read the word alien in the Bible. Well, yeah, alien. Think about it. What do you define alien as? You probably define it as a creature from outer space. But there are other definitions. An unnaturalized foreign resident of a country. By the way, when we say illegal alien, how has the culture made that word so bad? You cannot use the word alien. Why? Because it has a different definition than a creature in outer space? A person from another and very different family, people, or place. I believe this is the definition that the Lord is using. In other words, don't be worshiping demons. Have you ever seen a picture of someone who said, oh, this is an alien? Don't they look demonic? A person who is not included in a group, an outsider, the last two are a creature from outer space, or an organism, especially a plant or animal that occurs in or is naturalized in a region to which it is not native. All across the board, it's basically being foreign. Right? Belonging to, characteristic of, or constituting another and very different place, society, or person. Strange. Foreign. Okay, back to Daniel O'Connor, which, by the way, I will put his video link in the description of this podcast, but all you have to do is go to Daniel O'Connor, D-A-N-I-E-L, capital O, apostrophe, capital C, O-O, whoops, O-N-N-O-R. Okay, so his book is extraordinary, and his video just nails it. And there's a woman in the Catholic space out there who is feeding into this and leading the sheep astray. Her name is Pasulka, her last name. I don't know what her first name is, I'll be honest with you. But he puts her on the video and pretty much rips her up. It's great. I mean, we have to call out lies. We have to call out deception. And Daniel's book looks at it, again, from the biblical, theological, scientific, Catholic dogma and doctrine. It's amazing. So his book is called Only Man Bears His Image. That's beautiful. The book cover is extraordinary and his subtitle is ridiculously long. So bear with me as I read you this paragraph. Okay, again, the title, Only Man Bears His Image. The Biblical, Catholic, and scientific case against aliens, UFO deceptions, sentient AI, and other sci-fi disguised demons and psyops heralding the Antichrist. But the reason he has this subtitle is because he goes deep, 700 and something pages deep, to prove the lies. Now, when I was a kid, I believed in outer space and aliens and that there was another life form out there because I watched E.T. And I cried during E.T. Of course, I thought, oh no, he's going home. He's stuck here on Earth. Yeah, they do that to us little kids. Every single movie is propaganda. If you have not watched my latest video on the evil in your face, go to my YouTube channel and check it out. Joe Rogan even says every single movie is propaganda to shape our minds, to shape our beliefs. Even if it's like subconsciously, it doesn't even have to be blatantly in your face, like E.T., for example, or Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Daniel goes on to explain, come on, people are arguing, don't put God in a box. Of course there could be other life forms. And others actually believe that aliens are going to finally come here because humanity doesn't know how to live and they are going to save us. I firmly believe that any alien sight, like, you know, you see people, oh, this is what took me and probed me and did all this stuff, are demons, or these people had really bad dreams or something. I don't know. I mean, I'm not calling them all liars. I think that they were lied to, or maybe they assumed, I guess, not lied to, but maybe they assumed that they were from another world, or they were paid. I mean, come on. Since 2020, I don't believe anything without doing a lot of research. And now I don't have to do the research. I did go by my gut, by the way. I truly believe that anything that is alien is demonic. Truly demonic. Why? 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 Because they want to deter you from the fact that evil exists and demons and spirits can manifest themselves and can do things to us. It's that spiritual world that they're trying to keep us all out of. And throughout the Bible, it is God and humanity. No reference anywhere, with the exception of this alien word. But of course, everyone immediately goes to outer space characters because they've trained us to do that. They don't even want us to call them illegal aliens. These are definitions of the word. Surprise, they haven't changed the definitions as they have so many times. By the way, do you know that they changed the definition of vaccine? Oh, just so frustrating. So I highly recommend you watch the video and you also get the book. I'm going to try and get Daniel on my channel because I don't know him, but I know Mark Mallett and Christine Watkins, who I used to be doing the radio show with, and I want to pepper him with questions, but I almost don't even have to because of this video. It's absolutely extraordinary, and I'm so glad that God put the word alien in the readings today because I forgot all about it. I wanted to bring it to people to say, whoa, and forewarn people of this Polska chick who is out there. She's supposed to be a very, you know, Orthodox, and Daniel uses that in quotes, Catholic. And she's out there deceiving people. So don't take my word for it. This is where I like to just bring my thoughts and my opinions and my experience and my life to you. And then I give you things to look at. And you could even dive even more into whatever you want to check out. But by all means, Daniel has done the work. I'm so grateful for him for having dug into all of this and truly called it out for what it is, a total psyop and lie. He even gets into the people who are thinking that AI is it. AI is going, artificial intelligence, for those of you who don't know that, AI is going to save us all. Other people think AI is the true evil, because whoever programs what is in the artificial intelligence, I don't know, system, because that's basically what it is. And Daniel explains it great. It's just algorithms. It's ones and zeros. He says it's Legos, but it's just a bunch of Legos. It's amazing how he explains it, and I won't do it justice, so I won't brutalize it for you. It's an hour-long video that will enlighten you beyond belief. So please go check it out and get his book and hand it around to people. I know a lot of people aren't going to be able to digest a 700, page book, but who knows? Maybe you die. I haven't gotten it, but maybe you dive in and you're like, whoa, and you just can't stop. And you can see how evil the world is in trying to make us believe the lies. By the way, I just watched this morning a video from Candace Owens. I put it on my Facebook personal page. That's Kendra Behrens, B-E-R-E-N-S, Von Esch, all about the death of Michael Jackson, what's going on with P. Diddy. You may not even know any of this stuff because the mainstream media isn't talking about the P. Diddy case. She's afraid to continue with this topic because she feels like she is going to be murdered for crying out loud. She doesn't say that, but hey, when you look at the content of her actual video, you might feel the same way if you were her. That's Candace, C-A-N-D-A-C-E, Owens, O-W-E-N-S. And you'll see it's the Michael Jackson P. Diddy thumbnail. You can't miss it. We've been lied to so much, everyone. But the light is being shined on it. God is pulling this evil out into the light. So now we're like, what? I hope a lot of you are opening your eyes and seeing what's going on in the world and how we have been manipulated and lied to. And most of us have been so lazy and just trusted people in the government in white lab coats and just did what they said because, of course, they love us and they want the best for us. But ever since 2020, ever since COVID, have you had an epiphany about the fact that, maybe it's just all about money? And maybe they don't want us. Oh, look, there is such a thing as, what is it? Klaus Schwab. I wanted to say Charles Schwab, but that's the investment company. Klaus Schwab and his whole plan, basically, of having us eat bugs and reduce the population. It's on the website. It is the New World Order. This is not a conspiracy theory. It's in our face, and nobody wants to look at it. Nobody wants to do any kind of digging because, oh, I have my soccer kid or my kid's soccer game, and we've got all these things that are going on in our lives when we are being enslaved. All right, I can go on and on and on and on and on. I forgot about the name. Plan 2021. I don't know. Maybe someone can send me something and I'll correct it tomorrow and let you guys know and I'll tell you where to go to look up that kind of stuff. But all right. The problem here is that people get freaked out about this stuff and they get fearful and they get scared. And that's where I want you all just to chill out and trust that God is working here. He's waking people up. You can probably see it. It's frustrating when you're awake and other people are not. So be patient. Allow God to do his work in his time because his timing is perfect. But I truly believe that we are all going to see some things that we've never seen before. But know that God has got this. Pray. The spirit of fear, the spirit of anxiety and worry is evil. That's how we got into this whole thing during COVID, because we were all so scared. We all believed what they said. And because of fear, we did stupid things like put masks on our face where we breathed in our own carbon dioxide, slowly killing ourselves, putting bacteria all over the masks and rebreathing our junk, which made us even less healthy. And then we shut down businesses and we listened to the quote-unquote authorities. We busted up our family. Go to my YouTube channel because I go there too on the last video about evil in our face. Maybe I'll put that link of that video in this podcast too. So you can see Daniel O'Connor's and my video, and I'll let you get on with your day. But it's okay. Don't worry. Look at how many people are now sharing truth and getting it out there. People like me, who was like back in 2020, I can't really talk about this stuff, can I? And me and Christine went there with the vaccine. We had many videos on it. And we were putting ourselves out there. And I continue to try and bring things to you to consider beyond the Bible and beyond prayer and beyond, you know, temptation and living our lives, but also shining light and speaking truth. Wow, I've got this bird. I don't know if you hear it. It's just so loud. So cute. Love is in the air in my backyard, I'll tell you that. Okay, let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, come into our hearts, into our souls, into our minds, and please show us the truth. Lord, remind every single person who is listening to pray to the Holy Spirit before we take in any information, that you can lead us to the truth. Is this true, Lord? And give us a sense of peace if it is, even if it is scary. And we give you our fear, we give you our anger, we give you all of our anxieties, because we know that that is what the evil one wants us to feel. Lord, you allow this to happen. You are allowing this information to come out and for people to consider it and to pray over it. Only you, Lord, have allowed demons to do what they've done, the evil people in certain positions in this world to do what they have done, all to expose them in your due time. Give us strength to stand up and fight. Revelation 11:11. That you breathed life into us and we stood up. This is what we are living today, God. And we ask you to keep us on the path, keep us in truth, and give us your peace that surpasses all understanding. Because you are in control. You've got this. Lord, we are now going to pray for all of the souls in purgatory. I would also like to pray, Lord, that you have the interview with Alvaro today, later on today, that it be spirit-filled and that we talk about what you want us to talk about. So we take a moment to list all of those in our lives who have gone before us as we pray for the souls in purgatory. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Holy Spirit, take our right hand. Mary, take our left. Guardian angel, please guide us and lead us and enlighten us to the truth. In your holy name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, don't forget, go to Daniel O'Connor's YouTube channel. Watch the video. It's kind of a distilled version of his 700-page book, but I really think that we should support him by getting his book too, because I am sure there are so many things and so many details that, again, prove the lie. Only man bears his image. All righty, everyone. I love you all. Find something more with God, soul, mind, and body, and have a blessed and inspired day.